Radio 1. Vorspiel. Auf den letzten Drücker.
Der Amerikaner Dean Wareham gehört leider Gottes zu der Sorte Musiker, deren Werk von der Allgemeinheit viel zu wenig gewürdigt wird. Dabei hat der 50-Jährige mit Bands wie Galaxy 500 oder Luna Musikgeschichte geschrieben. Ryan Adams oder Beck haben sich seiner Songs angenommen und Bands wie Pavement oder The National nennen ihn immer wieder als wichtigen Einfluss für ihre eigene Musik. Gerade hat Dean Wareham sein erstes komplettes Soloalbum herausgebracht. Heute Abend wird es der mondäne Gitarrenphilosoph im Privatclub in Kreuzberg vorstellen. Wir freuen uns ganz besonders, dass Dean Wareham vorher noch bei uns vorbeikommt. Jetzt live im Radio 1 Studio im Admiralspalast.
Hello and welcome, Dean.
Guten Abend.
You understood everything.
Not everything. I think it said I was a guitar philosopher, Gitarrenphilosoph. Maybe not. But did she say 50 Jahre?
Yeah, she said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ich bin 50 Jahre alt.
Why do you speak German? Just a little bit.
I studied in high school in New York. Im Gymnasium habe ich ein bisschen Deutsch studiert und später an der Uni and then I lived in 1986 wohnte ich 6 Monate in Kiel und 3 Monate in Berlin.
You still speak fantastic.
Well, thank you. I think mein Vokabel ist schrecklich, aber mein Deutschlehrerin im Gymnasium, for the first 2 weeks, she would not let us say words. She would just say, you say, chen. Things like that. So my accent is okay.
But. So this is funny now because I'm asking you in English and you're answering in German.
Okay, we'll keep it in English. Yeah. Maybe it'll be easier.
So first full-length album with your own name on it, so your solo debut. How does it feel?
People ask me that. It doesn't feel so different because I feel like when I was in a band, when I was in Galaxy 500, or in Luna, like that was my name too. So it's not more exciting to see Dean Wareham written outside the theater.
It's not like a new beginning.
No. But you know what? It's nice to when playing the live shows. It's nice for me to be out to play like songs from the last 25 years, songs from Galaxy 500, songs from Luna, songs from my new album, and feel like they all belong to me. So.
Okay, you can control me, but okay. Translate in the wrong way now. Also, das erste Solo-Album, was er rausgebracht hat nach über 25 Jahren im Musikgeschäft, fühlt sich genauso an, wie als wenn er ein Album mit der Band rausgebracht hat. Also, es ist nicht großartig anders, sagt er. Auch Luna oder Galaxy 500 waren seine Namen. Und es ist aber schön, jetzt aus 25 Jahren Musik live zu spielen, auf Tour zu sein und Songs zu spielen, die alle seinen Namen tragen, also die unterschiedlichen Namen. Many bands like Pavement or The National say they are influenced by you. Beck or Brian Adams did cover versions of your songs. How does it come that a broad audience still doesn't know who you are? Do you prefer being honored by those who know what's good music?
Well, that's nice. It's nice to be honored by other musicians. That's nice, but I don't know anybody who wouldn't want to sell more records or more tickets or make more money. But such is life. I think I'm lucky. I have made a living for 25 years making music, at least. And I don't know. I think I feel like the dream to be a huge rock and roll star is like a. Is a teenage fantasy, really.
The Rolling Stone called Luna the best band you have never heard of.
Yeah, I do remember that. And I've heard them say that about other bands. Now other bands can be the best band you never heard of. But, we go on tour. I mean, Luna had a big live following in the United States. It's still, when I say big, it's like, you know, you play New York, there's 1,000 people, but there's not 5,000 people and there's not 50,000 people.
Also vor 1,000 Menschen zu spielen und nicht vor 5,000 oder vor 50,000 Menschen ist auch schon groß,
ja,
kann man sagen. Und auch wenn es nicht größer geworden ist bisher, Dean sagt gerade, also der Traum, ein großer Rockstar zu werden, das ist und bleibt dann wohl ein Teenie-Traum, aber er ist ja glücklich darüber, von der Musik leben zu können und mit der Musik leben können und das schon seit über 25 Jahren. So,
You know what else I would say? Darf ich etwas?
Aber sicher.
That I think today indie rock is much bigger than it was in, you know, in 1988 for Galaxy 500. Indie rock was just for tiny labels, and but now you have bands like Arcade Fire or Vampire Weekend that go to number one on the charts. It's a different world.
So the dream of being a famous rock star can become true.
Yeah, maybe.
Now.
For those kids.
Also Indie-Rock ist heute viel, viel größer, als es früher war, dass, also dass Indie-Rock-Bands Nummer 1 in den Charts werden können. Das ist Gegenwart und nicht Vergangenheit. How do you write songs now that you are on your own? Is it more complicated or is it more free?
It's the same. I need help from the other musicians. I'm not someone who comes in and says, you play this and you play this. What's that? Is that a helicopter? No, I live in...
No, it's a street.
I live in Los Angeles. We have helicopters. Songwriting is difficult, I think. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes you wake up with a song in your head, but usually, no, you just start playing with people. I don't know. It comes... Your fingers start doing things. They start playing... And then you start, humming something, and then, but then the difficult. It's easy to start a song. You can start 100 songs, but it's very difficult to finish. Mm. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You know what that is?
A jigsaw puzzle. Yeah.
Cardboard with lots of little pieces. Weiß nicht was das ist auf Deutsch. No, nobody knows. Okay, you have to translate
puzzle.
That.
A puzzle.
A puzzle. Yes.
Just a puzzle.
Yeah, it's a puzzle.
Yeah. But you have to puzzle with others.
Yeah, the music, you puzzle with others. But it's, you know, I think in the old days, one person wrote the music and one person wrote the book, right? The lyrics. So it's to do both, it's more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Also, auch wenn auf dem Album jetzt sein Name draufsteht, Dean Wareham, hat er die Songs nicht nur alleine geschrieben. Er sagt also, er braucht andere Musiker, er braucht die Hilfe von anderen Musikern, er kann nicht ins Studio gehen und sagen, du machst das, du machst das, du machst das. Und Songwriting, also Songs zu schreiben, der Anfang ist immer leicht, sagt er, aber dann wird es schwierig, dann ist es ein Puzzle und dann braucht man auch immer mal wieder Hilfe. You recorded this album with a band.
Yes, I did. So the band is...
Your wife?
Yeah, my wife, Britta. Our drummer, Anthony.
Yeah, who has played with you before?
Yes, we played with him for about 7 years. And then the producer, Jim James, he was like he was like the fourth... you know, he's in this band, My Morning Jacket. I don't...
We know them.
Yeah, you know them, yeah. So he's kind of the fourth member, and everybody... He played a lot on the record. He played keyboards, he played some guitar, he sang a little bit.
But that sounds very familiar.
What, his sound?
Not the recording situation with that band.
It was kind of like a family. And it was, we recorded it at Jim James's house in Louisville, Kentucky. He was, you know, he doesn't know me very well. So I thought it was very generous of him to invite us into his house to live in the... We lived in the basement. And for us, at the time I lived in New York, it was very exotic to go to a house in the suburbs. It was like, oh, you've got this big... You got a house, you have a basement, you have a drum kit down there. It's nice.
Also, das Album aufgenommen hat Dean mit einer vierköpfigen Band, also mit ihm vier Köpfe. Seine Frau war mit dabei, Britta Phillips, Anthony LaMarca, mit dem er schon seit 7 Jahren zusammen spielt. Der hat an den Drums gesessen und Jim James von My Morning Jacket, der hat das Album produziert und hat auch diverse Instrumente gespielt und bei ihm im Haus in Kentucky, also in einem großen Haus, Dean sagt, es war sehr schön, da eingeladen zu sein und da die Songs aufzunehmen, da hat dann das Recording stattgefunden. You have a deeply grateful audience in Germany and I saw that on your Facebook page today. A fan gave you the 7-inch single of Fred vom Jupiter.
Yes.
By Andreas Dorau. What did he want, or she want?
That was a he.
Okay. What did he want you to give in return?
I gave him a cigarette lighter. But he read, you know, I wrote a book a few years ago, and I mentioned in the book, I don't know why I mentioned that maybe I was up late at night listening to that song. I love that song.
The book Black Postcards.
My book Black Postcards, yes.
Yeah.
That I was listening to Fred from Jupiter. Maybe I even quote... No, I think I tell the story of the song. I couldn't quote the lyrics because that costs money, but I think I tell the story of Fred from Jupiter comes to Earth and he's very handsome. He's sehr muskulös und auch sehr attraktiv. And all the Frauen fall in love with him.
But it's sadly, a great song. It's a real great song.
It really
song.
Is. Yeah. It is.
Also Fred vom Jupiter von Andreas Dorau, beziehungsweise die Doraus und die Marinas oder irgendwie, ich weiß es gar nicht mehr genau.
Ja, die Dora und die Marinas.
Ja, so hieß die Band damals in der Neuen Deutschen Welle von Andreas Dorau. Diese Single hat er geschenkt bekommen, gestern? Yesterday or
gestern,
today?
Ja, gestern in Köln.
Ja, in Köln, als er da aufgetreten ist. Und zwar deshalb, weil er in seinem Buch, er hat vor ein paar Jahren sein Leben aufgeschrieben, in Black Postcards, so heißt das Buch, da hat er darüber geschrieben, dass er diesen Song fürchterlich gerne mag und fürchterlich oft gehört hat. Es ist halt auch einfach ein großartiger Song und deshalb hat er diese Single geschenkt bekommen. Ich hatte gedacht, im Gegenzug gäbe es vielleicht dann den einen oder anderen Wunschsong auf dem Konzert, aber es gab nur ein Feuerzeug. Also keine weiteren Fred vom Jupiter Singles heute Abend mitbringen, das bringt gar nichts. Aber trotzdem hinkommen, im Privatclub spielt heute Abend Dean Wareham. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Was a pleasure.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.